Let's be so honest for a second. Nobody likes being rejected, myself included. Heck, we don't even like talking about rejection. Even the idea of talking about rejection makes me cringe. Which is why in this episode, we're going to flip the script on rejection and uncover the unexpected silver linings and hidden opportunities that are waiting on the other side of rejection. So tune in.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're A1 day one or you're new to the podcast, welcome to the vibes, to the gang, to the joy, to everything under the sun. We're so happy to have you all here for yet another episode. How are we feeling?
We're feeling good.
We're feeling joyous.
Yeah, we are embracing all the things.
All the time.
Really, never not a moment.
Is there anything new in the world that I feel like...
Everything. The world is quite literally on fire.
The world... I feel like the world has always been on fire. Yes, it's probably like more...
I think really prevalent. We are going to look back at this time if we do have a 20, 30 years from here and be like, wow, we didn't even realize how bad it was. Like, I think... our kids or the youth at that moment are going to ask us, like, how did you survive? And we're going to just look at them and be like, we didn't.
TikTok. We were shaking our hips on TikTok, actually.
We didn't really have any other way to do it. We just did it. We just handled it.
They're going to be like, what's a pandemic, mommy?
Yeah. Or like, how come you never bought a house?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be some crazy things. I think the world's going to look very different. And I think we just are coming to a realization of that more and more each year.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like I'm at the stage of my life where, or maybe of the year, where I'm just like, obsessed with social media right now.
Oh yeah.
I find so much information, like so much connection through being online, and it's getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to cut it off, like cold turkey. If you know me, I'm the type of person where I'm full-fledged into something or I'm like not.
She's hot and she's cold.
Yes, Katy Perry, come through. Yes, Katy Perry vocals. Yeah, so I'm feeling just like absorbing all the information.
I'm just trying to appreciate TikTok before it gets banned. But the way that I can't go from TikTok to Instagram, because Instagram never hits the way that TikTok does. But if I do Instagram, then TikTok, then I feel like, oh, I had a nice little sesh right there.
Will we be getting more pictures of you online this year? That's on the top of my mind.
So our pulse check is going to be... and time for us to check in to see how we're doing with our bodies, things that are consuming our thoughts, just how we're entering into the space. So, Olivia, you're feeling inquisitive today?
I am. I'm constantly feeling inquisitive. I feel really excited just, again, as the year is progressing. I've already feel like I've lived, like, different lives just from the information that I've been... yeah, just absorbing, but the belief systems that I've been trying to unravel, it's been very reflective, very inquisitive.
But also in the reflection, you feel like you're getting answers. Like you're feeling like the process, you're moving through the process. You're not just sitting in it. I feel like most of our conversations recently, you're like, got it. Like we feel good about this.
Yeah, which has been the best part, I think, of this year so far. Last year felt so uncertain, and I just wasn't really getting the clarity that I was hoping to get, which just sent me further and further like into the weeds. But this year it feels like I ask a question and then I get the answer, which is
just like the best experience.
And I think that's a testament too of you've really been working the muscles, because now you're getting that response a little bit quicker because you've done so much of the like foundational work that you can build off of that. And that I will always give you accolades for.
For sure. How are you feeling?
I'm good. By the time this episode comes out, we will have hosted our backyard barbecue bash
extravaganza,
blackyard cookout, good vibes, summertime. And you already know how excited I am about this. And when was the last time I really hosted something? I don't know. I know we've co-hosted things. Well, we're co-hosting this too.
I guess, sure.
We are. It's Liv and Lex. But either way, I'm so excited. Can you tell? I'm so excited.
Yes, tell the people why you came up with this idea and what we're doing.
I hate that question because
fair. Okay, great.
Because it's good vibes. The answer is always good vibes because I wanted to.
But what is it? Like, people don't know what you're doing.
Oh, we're throwing a backyard barbecue.
Which entails
good vibes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lexi, for participating.
Thank you, next person.
Yes, literally.
No, it's just going to be friends coming over. We're cooking up on the grill. We're going to be playing some outdoor games. And I'm so happy because in April, the weather could really be hit or miss. And I wished it. I was like, it's going to be a perfect Saturday day. And I feel like I'm looking at the weather and I'm like, that's exactly what this is going to be. This is going to be so much fun. We're going to have games going. Just get all of our friends are bringing friends. It'll just be a fun time to just put our feet up and kick it with our friends. And it's partially, I always wanted to throw a housewarming party, but Olivia knew there were just certain times that I was like, I really don't feel like the house is prepared. I don't feel complete. And I do feel a sense of completeness. So I'm feeling really good about just welcoming people into our house.
I'm excited.
We need to like fake an announcement. We need to be like, all right, everybody, we're here because.
Yeah, I think so too. That would be really, I'd be like.
And y'all, I got me and Olivia little matching outfits for our hostess. I love being outside. It's just the things that I want to do right now. So I'm, by the time this is released, that party will have happened and I'm looking forward to it. So happy I have a hostess with the mostess. We've learned a lot about cookout and barbecue culture in the process. And so, yeah, that is what I'm holding right now in my vantage point and what I'm looking forward to.
And quick question, y'all. Let me know if pasta salad is something that you bring to a barbecue.
If you want to open yourself up to being flamed, then this is a great way to do it.
No, I don't. I personally want to just say that I never heard of pasta salad being brought to a barbecue.
And my question back to you was just, when do people eat pasta salad then? What is the purpose of pasta salad?
I think that's a great question. I really don't know.
If not for summertime cookouts outside,
I think activities. People eat them like at picnics.
Yeah. See, I wish I was in your head and could see the categorical difference of a picnic, a cookout, and a barbecue for you.
Yeah.
Because you have staunch lines that you draw for them, but you're not communicating.
I mean, is a barbecue and a cookout the same thing?
I think there is like a technical difference, but most of the time it's synonymous. Like there,
maybe
if you
in Texas. Yeah.
Well, if you're exactly. Anywhere in the South, a barbecue is like you're actually like you're barbecuing meats. Like this is going on. You're smoking brisket. You're cooking the ribs. Mm-hmm. A cookout is going to be the hot dogs, hamburgers. So there's a technical difference in that. But in terms of like activities and what you're doing around, you're outside and you're eating.
Yeah, I know.
So what
I'm saying,
the difference
in food,
both you would have very similar foods,
because at a cookout you have mac and cheese, but you were like,
I said, who's going to cook the mac and cheese?
No, you were like,
yeah.
Regardless.
So, it's going to be a good time. So that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. So with all of that being said, you guys are thoroughly caught up on our lives. It's time for us to get into the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to be talking about navigating rejection. Rejection is something that we have all experienced at some point in our lives. And it kind of just boils down to how we deal with it to help us move through the perils and the feelings of being rejected. whether it comes in relationships, whether it's in work, in family, regardless, the feeling of rejection is not something that I feel like we talk about moving through like a lot. And mm-hmm. so today's episode is just going to be about diving into redirection and how to move through rejection.
Yeah. And I think this is important because when, even as you were talking about all of the reflection that you've been doing, and if our podcast is not one thing of really talking about the tools that we find most useful in our self-development and career aspirations and just like how to create an aligned lifestyle, we are always offering those tools. And I think sometimes there's a little bit of delusion that if you implement all the tools, life will be easy. And in fact, life is not always easy. These tools are just help us to manage life's ebbs and flows. And sometimes people I talk to, when they start to face rejection as they're on their self-growth and development journey, it's some of the hardest pieces of rejection because you kind of think, oh my gosh, I've done all of this work. Why am I still not getting what I think I want to do? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a really important part of the process, like you said, to move through and to recognize sometimes how we're still really fearful of rejection, but it can be a part of our growth and development.
Let's talk about something that affects all of us ladies, hormones. Because let's face it, when your hormones are out of whack, life can feel like a roller coaster. Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance, crafted by Happy Mammoth. But what sets Hormone Harmony apart? Well, it's not just another supplement. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Plus, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens that help your body adapt to hormonal changes, ensuring you feel like yourself again. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution designed for women of all ages. So whether you're in your 20s dealing with PMS or in your 40s and beyond facing menopause, Hormone Harmony has got you covered. For a limited time, you can take 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. And use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW for 15% off your order today.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like within my 20s journey, being rejected has never been something that I've run from per se. Coming from like an entrepreneurial household, being told no is something that you just, it happens on your entrepreneurial journey. But I think more so criticism through like Ooh. Within the rejection is like more the piece that the part I that struggle. Stings. Yeah, that struggles that's, that I struggle with.
That's a really good question for folks of just like what part of rejection do you really struggle with? Mm-hmm. I tend to take it to the chin, and the part that I struggle with is not the criticism or those facets. It's really not having the full picture. I'm like, I need to know why. Like, and you don't always get the why when you're getting rejected. It could be in a relationship. It could be in a job or career aspirations. You don't always get the why they went with somebody else, why you're not a good fit for that person. And I struggle with being okay with that level of uncertainty or not the information that I'm really am not entitled to know.
Yeah. What do you feel like having the why helps with in the process of like rejection?
It's context. I think every part of what really stings about rejection, I think, is some part of your self-work journey, because it oftentimes can play on either the other side of some big strengths. Like if you're a deep empath, then receiving criticism hits different because you are sensitive in a way. So when somebody's talking about you, then it feels like, oh my gosh, this is like rubbing alcohol. Mm-hmm. And for me, context is really important. I love information. I like to make very informed decisions with all the information I have at hand. If that's withheld from me for something, then I can't decide how I feel about something because I don't have that information. So I think sometimes it's like the double-edged sword of some of our strengths is that the rejection can begin to challenge the other part of ourselves that we don't always get have to interact with. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that aspect and what you're talking about. And so does making peace with rejection look like just evaluating your performance within, whether it's like a job that you, like an interview that you didn't get, or like a relationship that didn't come to fruition? Is it like, well, I tried my best, so.
Yeah, I think for myself, I've definitely had to create practices of just a lot of affirmations. What's for me will find me, if not this, something better. I can't know everything. That's impossible. But together we know a lot. You know, no one person has the answer, but we all hold a part of it. And so I think allowing myself to not become the center of that and really decentering myself and that, okay, I'm still a part of something way bigger. This is not existential. And I think part of it for me is because I play out the existential and it's like, well, that's silly, goofy. Mm. And then it's like, well, let's be realistic. What do we actually have influence and control over that we can make informed decisions off of? And we can't know everything, and I still make a beautiful life out of this, so it's okay. So I think for myself, I've implemented a lot of tools to work myself through it, like you said.
Yeah.
It's not that it takes the hurt or the pain or the questioning away, but I feel like I can get myself through those emotions back to being able to take action or be mobilized in that way.
Yeah.
But what is that like for you when you said part of it can sometimes be just the critiquing or the feedback piece of it? How do you move through that?
Yeah, I think frameworks that have helped me has been centered on like asking myself, is this an opportunity, whether it's like relationship or work, I want to say, like, is this an opportunity that I feel like I really tried to connect with?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like last year, I was applying for an advertising fellowship and I, you know, had people look over my application, prepared extensively for the interviews, got bomb recommendations, like practiced interviews all the time before, you know, hearing back from them and hearing that, you know, they didn't decide to move forward with me for their cohort. And I feel like it's like I sit in it and then I ask myself, okay, did I try my best? Yes, I did. Is God trying to tell me like this isn't the direction that I'm supposed to be in? And I had to ask myself some honest questions about like how I even viewed the industry as a whole. And is this something that I actually want to spend my time like roaming a serious career in? Yeah, exactly. And so with relationships, yeah, exactly. The answer is no. But with relationships, it's a lot easier for me to push through rejection because it's like, oh wow, like I believe that I'm worthy of love. So if this person is not like, you know, aligning with my intended path, then good riddance. Like I don't need it.
That is too
and take
funny.
It back to the factory.
Honestly, there was somebody who needed to hear that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like reason. I just yeah, it's like if you believe in your heart, like I remember last year, I was like, I'm gonna meet my husband, and I just kept saying it over and over and over again. And I was like, okay, this is what's gonna happen, and eventually it happens.
Yeah.
But it's like a belief system, and really being like reflective on how you see yourself and what you actually desire. Like if you believe that you deserve like a high figure salary that like is within this field, and yeah, or believe that you need to be at this particular college to get this particular education, just making the steps to put yourself in that position, like yeah, you'll eventually get what you're seeking.
Yeah, get what you're seeking or find the path that like really aligns with the core of what you're asking for. And I think that's the beauty and the struggle with rejection. Like, even in this conversation, I'm sitting with it. And y'all, I really do be taking things to the chest, like to the chin. And I don't tell anybody about them. Even right before my current relationship, like, I was navigating whether or not to be with somebody and definitely experienced that rejection. And you were the only person who saw me down bad where I was like, make this make sense. Mm. And then I'm like, okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
And I think for me, part of it is just to keep the momentum. But I also know that that's not how everybody is. My mom, I grew up very much in a household where it's like, you have 5 minutes. Go do what you need for that 5 minutes. Cry it out. Do whatever. And then come back. Like, we got to keep moving mm-hmm. through that. And I think that's always been really great motivation for me. And I want to keep the invitation out for people who feel like they really need to sit in it, because they're too quick to just forget it and just keep moving through without taking the lesson from the rejection mm-hmm. to invite yourself to sit with it. What would it look like if you let yourself feel all the emotions, to let it, you understand parts of yourself that the rejection really stings with and sits with? And I think in the case of the relationship for me, it was a quick bounce back, because I was like, okay, that's fine. This was a delusion in the beginning. And then a couple months later, I end up meeting my boyfriend who I'm dating now for 3+ years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the quicker we can move through that, and that is the perfect definition that only affirms my affirmations to myself, which is, what's for you will find you, and if not this, something better. And you can't negate that you already have that pattern and that receipts of those being true. But in the moment of rejection, that's why you need to be grounded in that, because you can believe so many other lies about yourself.
Yeah, I think asking yourself what part of, like, what childhood wound is, like, being rejected from this particular person or this particular opportunity activate within me has also been very helpful, because sometimes you'll be rejected. I'm not trying to say I'm ever, like, immune to being rejected. It's just that when it comes to both rejection and criticism, one being higher than the other, because it still stings for everybody, like, no mm-hmm. matter what. But, like, when it comes to being rejected, just asking yourself, yeah, like, when did somebody tell me no in this way? And why do I feel
challenged by it,
triggered by it?
Yeah. Oof. And we should all sit in that. There's a lot of work that can be had and unpacked in there. And I think we should tell those stories. You know, we listen to so many other people's success stories, and they always, I was told no 100 times before I got that yes. And so that means rejection is a part of the process, and it's valuable. The pivoting, the ways that it pushes us to see our circumstances in our world in a different way, that is valuable. And when we begin to see that value, I think it equips us to then move through that rejection with a little bit more strength and grace. And I think that's what we're striving for, is to bring that in every aspect of our life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with that, we hope that we drop some nuggets for you all in navigating rejection. And we will catch you guys next time with peace, love, and blessings.
Bye, y'all. All right, that wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.